Yes, sir.
All right. Jeremiah, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, well, you're from the 212-28. Are you kidding me? Life is great.
Life is great. No hate in the 212-28.
No hate. And no hate for you either, man. You know what? This is a TV show at the end of the day, and whether you go any further, you're in the top eight. You're a star of the show.
Well, I'm very excited to be a part of this experience still. I did not plan to get this far. But just smiling and riding the wave, you know.
That's great. You could win the whole thing. I just think people are curious how day-to-day you interact with the people that you're competing against. There's a lot at stake, but you guys are friends as well.
Yeah, well, at this point, we've had a lot of time to hang out and bond. And so it's starting to feel like a family atmosphere, I would say. And it just gets harder and harder to, you know, when elimination comes around, to say goodbye to your friend.
I bet. Yeah.
We're all really tight at this point.
I'm sure, and cheering for each other, and that's great. Hey, Bethany, your sister was an intern here at 100.7, and we're classic rock. I do the morning show, and when you're back in Baltimore, you'll hear my silliness every day. But in that case, you know, we're going to get the whole city behind this for sure. I mean, when it's time to vote for Jeremiah Harmon, we need everybody in, because that makes a huge difference. You know, and now you can just go online and do it. You don't have to make a phone call. You just go on AmericanIdol.com, and, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been overwhelmed by the amount of support that I've gotten, especially from my hometown. And you're right, exactly. You can vote. They've got an American Idol app. You can text in. You can do it from the website.
So you have these moments that you have to shine, and your voice is your instrument. So when you get out there, I mean, do you have any preparation? Has anybody, like Lionel or anybody, walked you through warm-ups or anything like that you didn't know before, or did you come ready?
Well, you know, as a music student, I've studied vocal performance for a few years now, and so I've had the chance to work with vocal coaches in the past that have taught me different warm ups and you know, different preparations before I get there and get up on stage. So I did have a few in my bag, but you know, I'm always learning new things, not just with vocal technique, but you know, the judges have a lot of sound advice to offer to us as performers, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of performing is just mindset. So, you know, I just try to stay as centered as possible and to face the nerves every time. I get nervous every time still. You know, you just learn how to get up there and use that as energy to channel into your performance.
You know what? You seem incredibly comfortable, and that's fantastic, because you're comfortable in your own skin, but in your talent as well. And just let it go and try to be in the moment. I know you have to be nervous. My goodness, I've been on the radio here 30 years, and if I stepped out in those lights and it was time to go and dance, oh, man, I can imagine. Woo!
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of pressure. At the same time, it's a lot of fun.
Right.
So it's kind of just like, you know how you get nervous before your favorite roller coaster ride at the theme park?
Mm-hmm.
But you still do it.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like that, even though I'm not much of a roller coaster person. But I did just go to Disneyland, so.
You had fun at Disneyland, didn't you? That was cool. Rebel Wilson?
Yeah, Rebel Wilson. Yeah, that was my first time at Disneyland. It was amazing.
That's excellent. Hey, Sunday night, you're going to be working with Adam Lambert, and I'm sure you'll learn some stuff from him. You know, are you a fan of Queen? Because you're doing these Queen songs on Sunday.
I am a fan. I love Freddie Mercury's voice. I think Adam Lambert has a lot to teach all the contestants. I'm really interested in, you know, picking up some advice from him vocally, but also picking up some advice from him in terms of stage presence. I feel like he really knows how to work the stage. And for me personally, that's an area of my performance that I would like to develop a little more.
Right.
So I'm really excited to get the chance to meet him. I remember watching him on American Idol several years ago and just marveling at the effortless range that he has, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really exciting, and I'm looking forward to just taking it to the next level vocally and, you know, with my stage presence especially.
Jeremiah Harmon from Catonsville. Man, the 21228 is representing Baltimore. We need some positive news for this city, and you're bringing it. What is your day like on a normal day? Like, when you hang up now, do you have a whole day mapped out? Do they have everything, like, already scheduled for you, or do you get some free time?
Well, we are quite busy out here, so it's kind of a day-to-day schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But today, right after this interview, I have a call time, and we pretty much go straight into rehearsals. We have some camera blocking today and a few executive run-throughs. We basically, we audition our songs for Sunday in front of the producers.
Right.
And they give us feedback on whether or not it's a good choice or whether we should make some changes. So, yeah, it's a work day.
That's cool. You know? That's great. Where do you live there when you're there? Because you're there for a while.
Well, the show provides housing for us. Right now we're in an apartment complex.
Oh,
and,
cool.
You know, they take really good care of us. And we're not too far from where the show is filmed at CBS Studios. So it's all pretty close by.
That's great, man. Rock on, Jeremiah. We're pulling for you, man. Thanks for joining us over here in Baltimore. Ride it out, baby. You're already a star, so everything else is just gravy.
Well, I feel the love for sure. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Absolutely, Jeremiah. Rock on, man.